This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab Show. My name is Liz Ogumba Regisford, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. I mean, it's such a beautiful day, you know. And today, someone's going to ask me what I'm wearing when I run it around, because I always miss the opportunity, because I will surprise you guys. But I'm just feeling great that we are at this time of the year, and I feel like this is time for Thanksgiving. This is time for giving love. This is time for looking back and saying, wow, what did I achieve? What did I accomplish? But at the same time, we want to still be conscious. We want to still move consciously. So we are going to be joined by some very special guests, and we're going to really be talking and unwrapping or unpacking or dissecting this topic around fashion and its connection with social responsibility. I think that as Africa, as a continent of our stature, I think it's very important that we pay attention to how we can make sure that we play a role in the growth, the development, and sort of like what the Africa we want to see. It's enough to now talk about it. So I think, guys, if you want to see the change, be the change. That's what we advocate for here on Fashion Lab, where we dissect the business behind fashion. We want to smile to the bank, but we want to also do things consciously. Anyway, last week we had a very interesting conversation around Black Friday. One of the things I'm very interested in knowing is, based on our topic last week, who is smiling to the bank this week? It's very interesting to know. So we are on fashionlabafrica.com. I'd love to definitely hear from you guys, see what's happening, see how this opportunities and platforms allow us to actually grow and get to where we need to get to. Now, before getting too deep into today's topic, we're also joined by our special contributors. We've got Edgy Benson, who runs NU New York with his Echoes from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show.
How are you, Liz? Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello. You sound very formal today. Welcome to the show.
Of course I'm formal today.
Okay, then. Now you know I'm going to the next one. We are fine. Thank you. What are you wearing and who made your clothes? But should I say what you're wearing on top? Because what are you wearing? Because we know, guys, and they're smiling. Well, happens? Edgy, before you explain, I just want to let our guests know, he normally wears the same brand for the last 10 years. On the bottom. So I normally get tired of asking what he's wearing. It's like saying, what are you drinking coffee? So I think it's better for him to tell us what he's wearing on the top, because everybody know what he wears on the bottom. Go Edge, come, it's your turn.
Well, that doesn't pay respect to the diversity of what I wear on the bottom though. It might be the same brand, it's really diverse. But today I'm wearing, yes, you're right about what I'm wearing on my at the bottom. I have my diesels, and it's really cold here today, so I have a hooded jacket by Avi Soho, and I love it. I feel good. I feel warm.
Don't be confused and say you look good in case we see you and then we don't feel the same. So just hold that thought there. You're feeling good is what you want to say. Not you're looking good. But thank you for joining us, Edgy. Welcome to the show. We also have our contributor from Lisbon, Francisca Marzilli, with her Echoes from Europe, also joining us on the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Liz.
Hello.
I'm in front of my mirror and I'm looking at me.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I hope that you're looking at yourself and feeling good. Not. Don't try to tell us how. We are the ones who have to tell you if you actually have the correct sign or the wrong. But what are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Today I'm wearing all blue things. Blue sweater. It's very cold also here in Lisbon. It's 50 Celsius and 15 Celsius, and blue skinny jeans, and my boots, heeled boots. It's very cold.
Well, we are happy to hear that you're here, you're alive, you guys are warm, wherever you are. We are actually wearing what the weather does to us here. So we're actually obeying this weather here. It's very nice here. But anyway, that's not what we are talking about today. We appreciate you both. Thank you for joining in and joining us once again.
Thank you.
Now, for those who are tuned into the Fashion Lab for the first time, a quick reminder, there's my favorite segment at the end of the show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your thoughts, or feel free to share with us us your moments. We're on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We're on Fashion Lab Africa on Facebook and on Instagram. And we definitely would love to hear from you. Keep your tweets coming. Keep everything flowing. You know how we do. And then let me allow you allow me now to introduce our special guests. We're quite a full house here today. And I think it's very exciting. And I think that timing is never been as perfect as it is. And I'll tell you why as soon as we continue in. Now, I have three guests. And because we always do the ladies first, I'm going to do gentlemen first today. And hopefully put a smile into Edgy's soul and all of the guys who feel like they're always last. Now, as marketing as at Save the Children South Africa, he works to inspire people to join the cause as supporters, partners, influencers, or members in their mission to save children's lives, to protect them, to help them fulfill their potential. He also leads the organization's marketing strategies and the leadership and delivery of their creative content, obviously also to drive forward its digital presence across all channels. I want to introduce, and we'll talk more about him, and he'll tell us more about what he's doing. Allow me to introduce and welcome to the show Rodney Knotts from Save the Children.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Yes. You're welcome. And again, you are no exempt. Well, oh my gosh. First of all, yesterday, guys, he looked so hot because he was wearing Liz Ogumbo, okay? And I ain't playing. I ain't even, listen, he slayed it in there. It was left, right, center. You didn't know what to do. But what are you wearing today and who made your clothes?
Who made my clothes today? I'm wearing a Ben Sherman top, short sleeves, because it's hot outside. Nice. I don't like the heat. Nice. I'm wearing some Gap shorts or pants that I made into shorts because I like to alter my clothes when I want to, and some tree torn shoes.
Hey,
and I'm wearing my friend's watch that I haven't given back to him yet.
Why? What's happening with the watch? Watch swap. Watch swap.
He had on too much jewelry for me, so I was like, "Let me take your watch." So I took it.
But I think that's very cool because I think that's what friends should do for each other.
Yeah.
Now, we are also joined. Thank you for joining us. We are really excited to have you here. We are also joined by the fabulous Bev, and I'm going to introduce her. She's a chartered accountant. We are not talking accounts today, so don't panic for those who are tuned in. But she's basically made art for the first time at the age of 43. She's now a full-time and socially engaged artist starting towards her honors in art history at the WITS. I will share more, and she will also share more as we go and unpack what she's about. But welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Very nice. So you know you're not exempt either. What are you wearing, and who made your clothes?
Can I say that my clothes aren't really as important as my handbag? And my handbag is made by my sister, who's gone into business making her own embroidered bags, and they are magnificent. Look up Mila Luna. They are magnificent.
Wow. Okay, I will also have to take a picture of that and tweet it. It looks beautiful. Is that hand embroidered?
It's embroidered. Turn it around. It's embroidered. My niece designed, their mother and sister team, 17-year-old, and my sister's obviously an adult, mother and daughter team who've made and designed these bags. Here in South Africa, the only thing that's Italian are the accessories, and they're just awesome. Sorry, I sound like I'm advertising. I'm not meaning to. But I love it.
So this is your statement. Out of everything you're wearing.
Out of everything, that's my statement.
Yeah, but we still care about what else you're wearing.
Okay. My top is Zara. My jeans are, I bought them in Amsterdam in some little tiny shop. They're nappy pants. And I've got rose gold supergas on.
Well, welcome to the show, Bev. Thank you for joining us. And I love your work. I mean, everyone who's here is, it's not a coincidence. Life is by design, and this show is definitely by design. Now, allow me to introduce our last guest. And actually, we have two more guests. We've got Umzelo in the house. For those of you who don't know, and what I love is all the guests we have today, except Rodney and the Save the Children, are new to me. So I'm only learning everything about this brand from last night. Last night we had a beautiful event where we got to just explore. We got to touch lives in such different ways. There was a lot of auctioning of beautiful garments, beautiful pieces, beautiful. The energy and the vibe is still, we are still high on that. We are still actually leveraging ourselves off of that because that was amazing. So we are going to introduce the Umzelo bags, and we've got two guests joining us. We've got Kirsty Fonzaro.
Fonzari.
Where is that name from?
So it's Italian. It's an Italian surname.
Are you Italian?
Yeah, my father's Italian.
Hmm. you and our contributor Francisca might have a very good time. But so it's Fanzari. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry I've muddled the name a bit, but we can fix it. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. What are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Oh my goodness. So I hoard a lot of clothes from when I was living overseas in London. So my top is from a little designer called Lulu, and my jeans are Diesel jeans. And I think my necklace my necklace is actually bought for me from a place in Kenya. So this is actually these beads, all recycled beads, and I just absolutely love it. So this is my actual party piece I'm wearing today.
So I'm going to say to you, you have a connection with each and every one of us. The connection with the neck piece is me. I'm Kenyan, so that's that.
Oh, wow, there you go.
The connection with the diesel is that's what Edgy wears every day for the last, for his whole life. And then the connection with you as Italian is Francisca. So I think that's very cool.
There we go. Lovely.
Now we have to obviously save
something in common.
Yes, a lot in common. We have to save the best for last. We've got Tanya Bailey, who is the CEO of Umzelo, who's joining us. Uzuelo. Who's joining us today, and she's not joining us in person, but it doesn't matter, she's here. Allow me to introduce to
hi
you guys
everyone.
Tanya, thank you for joining us.
Hi
Tanya.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, it's really good. And you know, for a minute we were not sure we were actually going to be able to plug in, but we just knew that because Karst is here and the Full House is here, we'll still have a vibe. But thank you for making time to join us. I love what you guys are doing, and I want to go straight into just having you share with our listeners what Uzuelo is about and what, you know, what your heart carries, what you're offering to the fashion world. And when I say fashion world, you know, you may touch, people don't understand that fashion transcends beyond a dress or beyond a beautiful pair of Manolos or beyond, you know, your beautiful hat. And I think that what I saw last night at the gala event for Save the Children was just amazing. And the fact that people actually want the staff. People want the staff. It's not, they're not, even if they're not children or they're not, because it's fashionable and it's fresh and it's got a story behind it. Let's talk about Uzuelo and what you guys are doing.
Liz?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's it's a great honor, and it was so lovely to meet you last night and to see the work that you do and to be a part of that. So, first of all, congratulations on the range that you showed last night. It was just I salivated at all the various pieces that came out.
Thank you.
So for me, it was a real design fest, if you want to call, or feast, if you could call it.
Thank you very much. Before we go on, I know that I'm getting interrupted because I didn't ask you who you're wearing. So we have to know who you're wearing, and you can be creative because we play in a creative industry. Who you're wearing and who made your clothes before we speak about Uzuelo?
Okay, so I am wearing Kingsley Heath, a lovely navy pleated top from Kingsley Heath, and I've paired that with some skinny jeans from Zara and some wedge heels. So quite a laid-back, casual travel feel today.
It's beautiful. So let's talk a bit about what you guys...
Tell us what you're wearing. Though,
okay, please. Well, I was going to... Oh, yes, I had a reveal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like the head is scatter. You know, yes. I'm wearing a maxi, a beautiful Liz Ogumo maxi from one of my older seasons, but very easy to wear because I was feeling easy like Sunday morning. This was really easy for me. And then I pulled out my heels and I just, for the first time, I say to them, I don't know in how many years, I'm actually in flats today.
Wow.
So I'm in a maxi and flats.
Wow.
That's the reveal, the big reveal. Everyone can clap, or we can, or you can turn your head around while we allow Uzuelo to just share with us their story a bit, and then we will just continue this conversation around fashion and social responsibility.
Thanks, Liz. Well, listen, first of all, the fact that you're on flats today would have been the day I should have met you. I might have actually come up to your shoulders at least. So beautifully tall, I'm very, very envious. But Uzuelo, we started, it's not that old. We turned one officially on the 2nd of August this year. And we really started as it came out of various reasons. One, a passion for conservation and the environment that we live in. And second of all, to be positive change within our country. This is where we live. This is where we're staying. And we wanted to be part of a solution and we wanted to play a positive role. And we have a company called Expandesign who weave their own textiles in Durban, in Natal, for the marketing, branding and advertising industries. And as you can well imagine from the brands that you choose to wear as the, and you know all the fashion items that you look at, if the print is not correct, it's a drama and your customer's not going to enjoy it and you might not be able to use it for various garments that you had intended that for. And the same applies to the marketing and branding industries where the brands are very, very conscious and very, very specific about what they, how they present themselves to the market. And with that comes a whole lot of inherent waste because, you know, there might be print misalignment or color issues. And so we saw a whole lot of our textiles going to landfill, which really didn't sit well with us at all. And we had long conversations. I mean, Kirsty is sitting with you and she can attest, you know, testify to the year-long conversations that went on about how we envisioned this, how we wanted to start it, what did it feel like. And we really wanted to reach as many people and create job employment opportunities and skills development. And the vision changed substantially from start to finish because we wanted to try and reach as many people outside of our communities, inside, centrally close to us. But logistically, that played out very differently to how we wanted it to go. So we landed up going through, working through community projects, which has been far better because they're very, very close to community members and understand who they are and what their needs are and who's got skills and who would like to learn a new skill, particularly in sewing. And so our vision and our objectives became more clear, and it was to obviously stop our fabrics from landing on landfill, and secondly it was to provide a skills development and job employment creation opportunity very much focused on an entrepreneurial role and being leaders and showcasing and leading by modeling that. And so our cost structure has been worked very much on paying sewers per bags that they make because and to certain quality standards. And what we do is we do all the patterns, we provide all the production samples, we provide pre-cut fabric, we provide all the raw materials that they are required to simply sew into a bag. And of course, it's never as simple as that. It's a lot more involved, but that's essentially that side of things. And then thirdly, we also are very passionate about the environment. And so we support the Bataleers Conservation Organization by donating 5% of all our sales to them. So, and they are the most phenomenal conservation group. They look after all forms of conservation around South Africa, not just one particular cause. And so it's vital because they are a completely solely, they're self-funded, they're volunteers, and it's a group of pilots that basically donate their time, their expertise to flying conservationists around our country. So those are our three objectives, which have remained very, our very key focus. But everything has changed and it's been one incredible journey. And we've had lots of successes, lots of heartache, but really, as you saw last night, Liz, we have two fundamental arms to it. We have our school bags that we designed specifically in mind for partnerships like that with Save the Children to encourage our youth to get educated. And how do we help them? What do they need? How do we equip them better? And there are so many children in our country that have to walk incredible distances through all sorts of weather and terrain to get to school. And, you know, they have very little. And so we wanted to provide an avenue to giving them a bag that could carry whatever belongings they do have or books that they have. And not only that, be protected themselves. And so the idea of the poncho came through, which is being sewn into that school bag, which comes out and covers the child as well as the bag.
I think that's the most that was very fascinating. I'm sure the kids love that, that there's actually a poncho in there. But I want to talk about maybe we'll come to Rodney now. I want to just touch on the connection or the association, you know, because as Save the Children, you obviously are touching children's lives, but at the same time, it's lives. We are human. We live here in this place. We have to be able to find a way to develop the people around us. Why would you guys, why did you pick or why did you find it really easy to flow and go with Uzuelo? And we're going to touch on what Bev is doing as well just now. But why the people? Because yesterday, I'm telling you right now, like I had phone calls this morning saying, oh my gosh, that was a beautiful event. And beautiful doesn't mean, yes, we had the gowns, we had the whole shebang, we had everything going but there was something about the energy that was just so beautiful. And vibrations are real, energy is real, and how it touches people is unbelievable. It means that every stakeholder in there, the respect, the way people spoke to each other, the way that everything was just almost seamless. Why would you choose associations like Bev, like Uzuelo and the others that you had?
I'll start with Uzuelo, because that one came about in, a strange way. I was checking our info box, which I normally don't do, and I saw an email from Tanya sitting there. I was just like, okay, let me just reply. And so we had a meeting. I got a good sense from them and the company that they represented from their website and everything. Visited them in Durban and even got a better sense of the culture in their office. It was just very open from everyone that was doing all of the printing, the sewing, Tanya and her team and Kirsty. It just felt like the right fit. And I often, just from a personal point of view, I often like to include... I go out a lot by feelings. So often I include people that are doing work that I feel is beneficial for the area that we're working in. And so it was a natural fit, because I got the sense that they cared about the communities, they cared about the children getting to school, they care, they're a company that cares. And so Save the Children is a company that will do whatever it takes to save the children.
With the people that really care,
right?
I love it.
There was a natural. It was just a natural fit for us to partner with Uzuelo in the Bags of Hope campaign that we're launching.
You know, I really love what's happening. We want to touch base with Bev as well. Bev, I just want you to share with us a bit. I'm very curious about Assemblage, but I'm just curious about what you're doing, and then we will talk about the connection and why it was a fit. And I think also for me, it's a yin yang thing. I mean, like,
exactly.
If Rodney didn't feel like, you know, it should be, then, you know, you could have felt differently, or if, you know, so I feel like it's a mutual thing, and I'm interested in understanding what
totally mutual. Yes. From our side.
Yes,
we've met in love with Rodney.
Same from Save the Children before Bev starts, is that we get approached a lot by the public to see how they can get involved, and often it's something that just goes against our brand, or you don't know if it's a scam or not, or, you know, you have to go through all those checks and balances or due diligence to figure out who the right people to work with. And I just found the right synergy and connection with the Uzuelo team.
It's very cool. Bev, you're here. We love what you're doing. Let's talk a bit about what you're doing and your involvement, and also why, from your end, did you feel like this was a great synergy and how it went down?
So firstly, I'm an artist. I know that you introduced me as an accountant, and I am, but I've changed careers, and that's a really interesting thing for me. Part of that, at my age, I've just turned 50, is to go back to university and
grow. Girl, wait a minute.
Again.
Shut the front door. You're 50.
I'm 50. I've got 4 children.
Uh-oh.
My oldest is 23. So, yeah.
Girl, when I grow up, I promise, I will be looking at you. I will be calling you at 50 so we can compare notes. You look really good for 50.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that comes from having passion and loving life. So, there you go.
Wow.
So, I'm an artist, and I feel that making art enables one to really express the things that one is passionate about. And if I think back about my life, the earliest messages that I got were about family, about love and education. My grandparents left Europe before the Second World War. My grandfather was uneducated because he didn't have an opportunity to. And my whole childhood, everything that was important was that I got distinctions. This was the message that I got my whole life. And now, as an artist, I make art about school children. I sit on the board of 10 schools. We have 3,500 pupils, and I'm actively working to try and change people's lives and change kids' lives, make it better. When I was one of the winners of the SA Taxi Award, my prize money I donated is bursaries for education, because I think it's absolutely central to empowering people and enabling people to live a life that really is meaningful. So for me, everything about what Save the Children does sits very, very deeply with the core of my being. So one day I was sitting at soccer with my youngest son. We were in Kempton Park watching a soccer match, and Rodney phones me and he says, I'd love to use one of your artworks on our bags. And again, it was just totally synergistic. It just absolutely worked there. I said yes immediately. As Rodney said it to me, I said, this is right. It's the right thing to do. I know it's right. And I have to say thank you. I feel so privileged to be able to be involved to save the children and to be able to help in a way that does something really meaningful and to support the good work that Rodney does. So thank you, Rodney.
No, thank you. Thank you all.
Congratulations. We really love what you guys are doing. I want to come back because Karsty is very quiet. And we need to bring the Italian flavor from both angles back
to life.
She's
not normally quiet.
No, I'm not normally quiet.
Yeah. But, you know, Edgy and Francisca also tuned in. Edgy, we had a beautiful gala night yesterday with Save the Children. And for me, one of the things that also, as a person who was also associated with the event, was that, you know, this is really, for me, really, when I say we are letting down our hair and this is that time of the year, really, I don't know if you're not feeling like thinking about where you've come from and what you can do. I say it's a time where I wake up and I feel like, okay, if I'm blessed and I can count my blessings this year, how can I bless someone? Just even if it's just 2% of what I have. So that for me was very good. We auctioned a beautiful gown and a two-piece, it's a four two-piece, you can call it one. It looks like one, but it's two. But just the association is very special. It was very artsy in there. And you felt it. It was not cheap. It was not cheesy. It was really deep stuff. I mean, we could have been in one of the biggest galleries somewhere in the world, enjoying this evening and having people come in to just view. If nothing else, if no one else spoke, it was fine. So, just for a heads up for you guys to know, what we are still high on, what we are still rolling on, is we had this gala, Save the Children, set it up, attracted a few stakeholders. And just made it magical and made it happen. So do you guys have any feedback or any two cents of what you would like to share before we touch base with Karsty?
No, I mean, for me, it's just seeing fashion living such a footprint in Africa. It's really, it's so heartwarming to see what Rodney and Bev and Karsty are doing. I think it's what you expect to see in this era where we have such social awareness, where your social footprint, your community footprint is so important as an industry. So to see that happening at home, it's really cool. So it's really lovely. I was following on Instagram the event yesterday. I saw all the images and it was really heartwarming to see that. So I'm really happy. I'm encouraged that we are having that amount of impact on the community, because here it's that important. I mean, even to raise money, people want to see your social footprint, your community footprint. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting to see what you guys are doing at home, and I'm really grateful.
And what do you think, Edgy, that does for the creative industry, especially here in Africa? And even though you're not here, you know what we are all in touch and we talk about every single situation and the current situ. What do you think that opportunities or platforms like Save the Children attracting all these different stakeholders within the creative industry does to our industry, or does to our development, or does to the continent? What do you think?
I think those activities are really equalizers. I mean, if you come out here to let's say you're looking at it from an investment point, there isn't anything in Africa that we are not doing to fit into what an investor would look at, you know? We're socially active. We've chosen causes to represent in our communities. We're designed first to reckon with. There isn't anything that we're not doing. So I think stuff like that, this kind of involvement, paint a really good picture, you know, outside of Africa, you know, within the industry, to say there isn't anything happening in Africa that is different from what's happening out here in the US or anywhere in the world. So it's an equalizer, really. I think it does make for a level playing field for everybody.
It's good. It's good. Thank you for your feedback, Francisca. Before we go to your sister here from the other mama, what are your two cents?
Well, I have to tell you that I adore this period of the year, because there are a lot of events, of beneficent events. And I think that everybody who has a talent and the possibility to help has the duty to do it. So I'm very grateful for what you're doing, and I admire your actions, your activities a lot. And I cannot leave to mention also some initiatives, beneficent initiatives that are happening here. Some already happened in here in Portugal and in the whole Europe. But especially one that I enjoyed a lot last week, that was the Mr. Black Portugal. That was that was not just a beauty competition, but of course we have now our Mr. Black Portugal. But it was also a beneficent event with the Red Cross, especially focused on helping children to that don't have so many possibilities to grow and to have a good existence in this world, because investing in the childhood it's like to grant a good future for the whole planet. We cannot see possibly it now, but in 5-10 years, it's a very important investment we all should do.
It's very nice. Thank you so much. I want to come back to Kirsty, who has been, I mean, first of all, 38 countries, I think. 38 countries is a very big amount of countries. Wow. To be traveling in. The fact that you've been involved in the industry in so many other ways, I mean, the restaurant bar setup is a whole different restaurant business from what you're doing here now. But I think that you look very artsy, right. And I think there's obviously got to be a weaving factor. Let's talk about what your background and what you feel. Uzuelo,
yeah.
Uzuelo. In fact, before we go there, and I meant to ask, what does Uzuelo actually mean?
I was going to say, I mean, Uzuelo actually means compassion. So
in what language?
In compassion. Tanya, is it Zulu?
It's Zulu. It has. It actually has quite a few meanings. There's mercy, there's compassion, and a few others. But the overriding emotion that comes from all of it is compassion. And we really believe compassion for environment, compassion for community, and compassion for children is key. So that's what we've taken it out of.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you a bit, your background, and how you feel based on last night and the connection.
Yeah.
And the.
Absolutely. I mean, last night for me, I mean, I've been to quite a few different gala dinners in my time, having lived overseas for quite a long time. And as you said, the energy, first of all, what blew me away was the creativity. I mean, geez, us South Africans, we are up there. I'm telling you, world-class designers just blew me away, from the atmosphere to the music to the singing. I mean, I've got all the videos that I took last night. Those girls dancing, the energy. It just set the whole stage up for just an absolutely incredible evening. And also, I just loved the vibe, how everybody was dressed, the elegance. There was a little bit of attitude with the way that people dressed as well. I mean, I was wearing it was actually canvas. It was wallpaper that we turned into a skirt.
And you look so, I have to say, you look so beautiful and so so fresh, so artsy, so eclectic, so different.
And I mean, and that was the whole vibe about last night. It just, the pace was just incredibly fast, but with so much love and tenderness. And I was totally blown away. And I was so proud to be a South African and to be back here in Africa. And I tell you what, when the last singer came on stage, and forgive me, I'm terrible with names, as anybody who knows me will know. I just call everybody Angel or Sweetheart. It's just so much easier. But the group that came on last, oh my word, I mean, how talented are they? Hey, I mean, they need to be Central Park. I mean, it was just phenomenal. So for me, I walked out of there on cloud nine, and I wish we could do more of these events. Honestly, more of these events around the country, more of these events televised. And Shoka Rodney, we're going to start a whole freaking production and get this going. It was just so amazing.
Rodney, we come back to you. How do you feel? Do you feel like you accomplished your mission yesterday? Save the children. What I really want to also commend is the auction response. I mean, it was no jokes. I mean, when the guy started making jokes and saying, guys, you're not just here to drink wine. I mean, it was funny and I loved it. But people actually were responsive. And can we talk about how much was maybe raised? Maybe can we go to the bottom line of this so people can actually know that something happened and some ching-ching's going down.
Something did happen, and I'll tell you that in a second. Because I'm dramatic and I like a reveal. But from a personal point of view, I left the event in tears because a lot of hard work and love and compassion went into that event. And so it was a beautiful event. I can't hear anyone say nice things about it or I have to leave the room crying because I'm a crier.
Okay, stop. No more nice things, guys.
But we exceeded our goal and we raised just over 1.5 million rand last night. And that was through sponsorships, wow, table sales, ticket sales, the auction. And we haven't even counted the auction.
1.5 million
rand. Mm. And that doesn't even include the auction items yet. Tamal should know the final number. We should be around 1.6 million for the event.
Now, just a question: does Save the Children SA work in affiliation with other Save the Children's in the continent, or is it strictly just SA? And is that the representative of Africa, or is it just that this is just for South Africa?
This is just for the event last night was just for South Africa. Save the Children South Africa is part of the global Save the Children movement.
But and is there an Africa? Are there other African Save the Children's besides South Africa?
There aren't. South Africa is the only member, is what we call it, Save the Children. And, but there are other Save the Children's working in other places on the continent. Our hope as a South African office is to be the Africa representative, right? Because we're here. There's no... why is the UK working in... Why is the US working in... You know, we're here. So we do have ambitions for working in the continent.
And how do you follow through? I'm just curious again. And one of my things I always say is when we start something and we start a movement or you start something, the idea is to make sure that it has is what I always say is we don't want booty calls anymore. We want to make love. How do you find a way to continue to make sure that it's not just the gala dinner's over and everything, toys are all thrown until next year when we have to put on our heels and go to the next dinner? How do you ensure that there's that continuity and that... Because, I mean, it has to be sustainable and
it has to be sustainable. This is all, it's not worth anything at the end. It was just a fancy dinner for people to come and drink wine. But our goal, this is our second year of doing this. And the first year we did it, people came on board to support us long term. And so we look at this as a long term investment. Because one of our partners that came on board was Nedbank Foundation. They're going to be working with us long term for some of our early childhood development programs. Telecom Foundation, they came on board to support the Bags campaign. And so we really look, all of us in the organization look at this as a long-term investment. And it's about hustling and making sure people don't forget who you are. Because often, you know, something else shiny would flash in front of their faces and it's to Save the Children who. But it's up to us to make sure that we're constantly engaging with the public, with corporates, just to make sure people know what the work that we're doing. And continue to engage with the people that attended the event. Because there were a lot of good people in the room last night. And so I'm persistent. And so they will be here for me.
Hey guys, better fasten your seatbelts. Yes. Bev, let's just I'm just curious, what are some of your values as an artist? I know that you're a contemporary artist, but it's also interesting to know what really touches your soul. Like, what are some of your values, or what are some of the sort of movements or issues or whatever it is, what do you want to associate with, or how? What are you trying to associate with beyond just Bev, the contemporary artist?
Sure, that's a very deep question. I think art touches on so many issues that are absolutely core to yourself as a being. One of my real, real core passions and interests is on gender, but on looking at the difference between what empowers one woman and breaks another woman down, what makes one woman strong and able to cope and another woman crumble in a similar situation. And I don't know if I'll ever have the answer to that, but I think it's a really interesting thing to look at that kind of like binary between those who just manage to get through and those who don't. Core, absolutely core to my being is family, commitment, community. I've already said to you, I spend so much of my time involved in community affairs. It's absolutely critical. And I have to say that I'm a totally passionate South African. I absolutely love our country. I love being here. I love the things that I see in our country, and I get very angry by some of the other things that I see in the country. And that makes me a really, really engaged and excited South African. And I think we need to fight for our country and for what's right in this country and for every person in our community and in our world to have a place that's equal. And that's really important to me. I feel that there's so many who have been excluded from what is South Africa and what is the mainstream of South Africa, and that's not okay. And if using my art can open up those conversations, if I can kind of broaden that kind of access in some kind of a way, then I think I'm doing something worthwhile.
Thank you, Tanya. I am just curious, because I am going to reach out to you first as the first brand. Uzuelo, get ready for me. I'm coming. Ooh, I want to, one of the things I find is whoever got on top of the mountain running on their own, we normally hold hands. And that's an African proverb. You got to hold hands to get to the top. So for me, one of the things that I would want to do is to, first of all, I will come reach out to you and then the rest can come after me. But for you brands who are out there, it's also very important to be aware of organizations like Uzuelo and find ways that if you cannot donate or if you can't buy a bag, maybe you could collaborate in a way or another to also maybe push out a specific range, or I don't know. Are you guys open for that? And if you are, I'm going to definitely come to you, because I think that what I saw last night was very fresh. Everything obviously is locally sourced. The values and the ethos of your brand or your organization definitely, to me, I feel touch my heart and are similar to what I want to do. So instead of trying to come up with something from the blues, I might as well jump onto an organization like yours and say, listen, I want to just create a capsule collection of X or of Z and push it. And then there's a brand affiliation. And then the fashion industry, obviously, that's a very strong collaboration. So I feel that you are not necessarily a fashion brand, but you do what fashion does. So collaborations are really key. Have you guys thought about it? Are you open to it? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about collaborating with brands that obviously are interested in also coming up?
Collaboration is the key word, and I think it's so important. We love partnerships. That was why, getting hold of Rodney, it was hugely important to us. We want to be associated with the right people in the sense not of who they are, but what they stand for. And we believe in authenticity and clarity and ethics. And
sorry, Tanya.
Always welcome.
Tanya, sorry.
Yeah?
We are losing you. We lost you for a minute.
The line's just gone a bit weird. You sound like a tin man.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Can you hear me now?
No.
No, we can't.
You sound like a tin man.
Sorry, I don't want to be a tin man.
Sorry, and you're not.
Okay, we are going to find a way to reconnect you as we wind down for our last segment. But
I just wanted to say is exactly what Tanya said. I mean, we do we love partnering, and we're open to partnering with just about anybody who comes to us. And I think that, the bags that we auctioned last night, the designer bags, that was just where you see Bev's art on, and very much part of Rodney's design and ideas in terms of the look and feel of the bags. That is something we've never done before, but funnily enough, it's something that Tanya and I and Don, who, all through Expander Sign, is something we've really, really wanted to do. And so it's linking, you know, all of us together. And that's actually, I think, you know, moving forward, we'd love to get involved with more things along that line and working alongside designers.
Possibly, you know, that is
exactly where we see ourselves. And hopefully we can extend that brand depending on what the demand is. Mm-hmm. But given last night's auction, I have a feeling it's going to...
Can you hear me?
It's going to rock.
Very nice. Yes, welcome back, Tanya. We just, Kirsty just gave us a sort of shebang, little like the breakdown of what you guys feel and how passionate you are and how open you are to the idea that I just posed. Yeah. So we definitely will do something. Can we just make a pledge here in the room? I want to make it publicly so that if you say you don't remember, I'll be like, guys, let me pull out the podcast. I would love us to make, because, you know, relationships don't, everything is by design and we don't want to waste the relationships. Can we make a deal that you're going to have Liz in, we're going to do something special collaboratively. Can we?
Beautiful.
So that next year when people are looking at the bags, they're just like, oh my word, throw your Louis Vuitton on the side because it's over. It's a wrap.
I'm telling you.
So are you guys open?
I'm totally part of it.
It's a deal.
It's a deal.
Fantastic. So we're going to be, well, we're going to make a toss to that because we're going to the next segment, which we call our red glass of wine just now. But before we do that, I would love to thank you guys for just being in and being present and doing so much good for the community. And Save the Children, definitely. Thank you for saving children. My friend said, oh my gosh, where are you guys? I said, we're going to save the children. She's like, oh, you go save them for us. I'm like, okay, we'll go save them. but hopefully everyone who's laughing at me saving the children, maybe they will come save more children next year. And Tanya, thank you for your time. Bev, it's really been great having you. Kirsty, Rodney, it's really been a pleasure having you. Before we wrap up and get into our wine session, can we please share with our listeners how they can connect with your organization?
Absolutely.
We can start with you, Rodney.
For Save the Children, you can go to our website at savethechildren.org.za. Or you can find us on Facebook at Save the Children South Africa. All the other social media platforms are there as well. Just make sure you do South Africa because there are other Save the Children's. And I personally appreciate partnerships like this, and the work that we're doing is really important because we have to find different ways of connecting to our different audiences that we're working with. And I appreciate the collaboration with Bev and Tanya's team at Rizuelo.
Thank you. And Bev,
Rodney tell us where we can get hold of these magnificent bags?
Yes, either Rodney or Kirsty. Okay. Between Rodney, Kirsty, and Tanya, somebody can. Bev, how can our listeners connect with you?
I would like to invite your listeners to come visit my studio at the Bag Factory in Newtown. There are 18 or so artists there. It's the most fabulous hub of creativity, and it's just a fabulous place to visit. We look us up, called the Bag Factory Artist Studios, and we would love to have every one of your listeners come and visit.
Wow, thank you. Kirsty, let's go.
Okay, so we're actually launching all of the bags officially on Monday. So get pen and paper ready. Uzwelo, all the W's, .uzwelo, UZWELO.co.za. Come on through and that's where you'll find us.
Tanya, anything or last parting shots, anything you'd love to say to the industry, to the creative industry, to Africa, to the fashion industry, anything, your last parting shots on today's show?
Well, Liz, just that I'm an incredibly proud South African, and I think that the talent that we have here is just about to explode on another level. And it's partnerships like the ones that we have with Save the Children and now with Bev and hopefully with you. That's how, you know, relationship is key. And honest, loyal, ethical, moral relationship is key. And I am very excited for the future. So thank you very much for sharing our story. And thank you to Rodney for our beautiful, beautiful partnership.
Thank you, guys. Francisca Marzili and Edgy Benson, any parting shots before we get into our wine session? We are going in now, so we got to be quick on that one.
Me, I'm just happy to hear all of this that's going on. So I just want to thank Kirsty and Tanya and Bev and Rodney for all this work. And hopefully we can continue to talk about this and maybe collaborate on a wider scope. Maybe something I can do here in the US for what you guys are doing. So I'm, thank you guys.
Edgy, you forgot to thank me. I'm thank also you. I don't know why people just never remember. I was also a part of the team. Well,
you are the messenger now. Okay. Thank you, Liz. Okay. You are the messenger. Okay. So thank you.
Okay, Francisca.
I felt so good energy this time in this full house. I adored it. And thank you. I'm grateful too.
Thank you. Thank you, Francisca.
For what you're doing, and keep on investing good energies and good talents and good wills and everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Compliments. Congrats.
Thank you, Francisca. Now we are going to this moment. It's a moment of silence.
Go into the
that's the popping the wine. No, it's not water, honey. It's not. Water. Don't get it twisted. Who You're would
making
you
me thirsty.
This is the who would you want to dress and why session, and we are starting with Francisca. We start with you. Who would you want to dress and why? And we're gonna keep it.
I would like to dress Mr. Black Portugal, the Dory Negro. He's a performer, model, and art educator. And when I saw him with that huge smile, I thought, you are going to be the first one. And he was. So I would like to dress him today.
Rodney, who would you want to dress and why?
Oh, goodness. I would want to dress either Michelle Obama or Mary J. Blige.
And why?
Why? Michelle, she's just the queen. And Mary J. Blige, I followed her career, and she would seem to wear anything or take risk in her fashion. Mm,
thank you. Bev, who would you want to dress and why?
Is it dress or undress? Because it's
That's the wine.
I think it's the wine talking, yeah.
It's definitely Harvey Specter.
And why?
Have you seen his six-pack?
Okay, we're going to flip that into undress later.
Kirsty,
who would you want to dress and why?
You know what? It's nobody that anybody knows. There's an amazing woman that works at the factory, and I would just love to get my hands on her and dress her, because she just deserves a really good shake-up. So that's to nobody who knows her, but that's who I'd want to dress.
Thank you. Tanya, who would you want to dress and why?
Oh, I would love to dress our Gugu, who is one of our key sewers here. She just has, when she smiles, she lights up the world.
That's who I was saying, Tanya.
Thank you. Edgy, who would you want to dress and why? Edgy, besides, okay, just tell us who.
Well,
besides yourself.
I've had this long history of diesels. I was going to dump my diesels for a day for Rodney's cut of pants.
All right, well, guys, today I want to address Tanya Bailey herself, because I would love to bring a touch of me into your wardrobe and zhuzh you up with that Liz O thing. So you are the one I want to address today,
wow.
Tanya. Otherwise, for those who are tuned in, this is Fashion Lab Africa coming to you live and direct, and we are here every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central African time. For anything and any others, it's www.fashionlabafrica.com. Until next week, it is peace and love.
This is CliffCentral.com.